Questions, please.
Mike, how did Aaron make it out with the hamstring yesterday?
Well, just really as far as the medical, players are rolling in today. We start at 12:30 with the coaches. I really haven't sat down with our medical staff, but I know after the game, he felt pretty good. Nick Perry's still going through some evaluations. Talked to Clay briefly in the cafeteria. So, these guys are all being looked at by Dr. McKenzie, and I probably won't have the information there until about 3 o'clock.
How impressed were you with Clay's toughness just to make it through four quarters with the way that shoulder was feeling?
Well, he obviously played hurt. I mean, I think it says volumes about him. And so hopefully he can get some strength and work through it the week. And hopefully he's further ahead than he was yesterday because, obviously he was playing through a very tough situation.
Did Nick have x-rays during the game yesterday?
Yes. I mean, you always have x-rays and those types of things, but I don't really have a report to give you right now.
Like, do you think he can, if he has to wear that thing, can he be effective?
He's being looked at as we speak, and, that's the information you got to gather. And obviously it's always different when you get hurt during a game. It's no different than most injuries. You're able to go back in and play, but the next day presents a whole different, presentation and how you go forward.
Was the plan to play Dean Lowry as much as he did yesterday going into the game, or was it a product of he flashed early and you kind of rode the hot hand there? Because the guy just hasn't seen a lot of reps this year.
Yeah, definitely. It was something that Dean really has earned. I mean, he's been playing single digits, as far as his play count to this point. So it's something we discussed during the course of the week, and frankly, yes. I mean, when he did make the big play there, the negative play, you want to give these guys opportunities, and when they make plays, you got to keep giving them opportunities. So I think Dean's been really pushing for more opportunities. So I was pleased with the work that he gave us yesterday.
I know you don't get to see that base defense as much now as you would 10 or 15 years ago, but were you pleased with what it produced in a larger capacity yesterday?
I think the base defense gave us some good results, but I think also the fact of the matter is we haven't played much of it for quite some time, and we had too many mental errors. So, I mean, that's something we're going to correct today with our players. It was a different game. We played a number of different personnel groups and so forth, but it's definitely – what we need to clean up as we get ready for the Seahawks.
About those personnel groups, is your preference to give five different guys carries, or would you kind of like to settle on just a couple as you move forward in the run game?
Running the football, I think clearly the way we're built is why we're going the way we're going, and we need to continue to make sure that we give these guys opportunities. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about giving your perimeter players touches with the football, whether you're running it or throwing it. So that's really how we build it each and every week by personnel group, and obviously what we think of our opponent and how we want to play against our opponent drives a lot of those decisions.
You talked about cleaning things up for Seattle. I mean, obviously you've won two straight. Is there another level you need to go to this week against this opponent?
We need a win. Win at home. Cold weather. Possible snow. Frankly, that's part of the corrections today. What did our young players learn about playing out there at Lambeau Field in that conditions yesterday? So those are all part of the corrections. It's all part of the lessons that you can apply forward because it looks, that it may be similar to the game we just played in. So we just focus on, getting better ourselves, make sure we're prepared not only for the opponent but the environment we're playing in and the specifics that come with the environment that we played in yesterday.
It seemed like some of the corners, Gunter, Rounds, and Hyde, really got their hands on a lot of footballs yesterday and played pretty aggressive at the line of scrimmage. Were they challenged to really kind of step up a little bit in the first couple of yards of routes?
Definitely. I think like anything, you got to adjust. I mean, when you watch the game, if you watch the flow of the practice on how you think the game may go and then the weather takes it in different directions, you got to be able to adjust to that too. So frankly, when you're playing on the surface like that, the offense can do some different things to change the way your approach. But yes, I thought they did a great job of getting their hands on their receivers and so forth, keeping their point total to 13. We had to, obviously gave up the touchdown there late, um, but you know, we did a lot of good things that we can build off of, and we got to make sure, you know, whatever fits, you know, this week for the Seahawks, we need to do it better.
Mike, what do you think of what you got from Randall Cobb, and specifically, you know, your return units in terms of just the field position?
I thought Randall did a very good job. We need to do a better job of blocking, you know, in return game. So we had a couple opportunities. We just got to sustain our blocks better and, you know, keep that play alive, because Randall's going to break tackles and he's going to give us a chance for a big one. I mean, we really had two big opportunities in the return game. You know, both Ty and Randall, you know, we had two big chances that had a chance to go to the house.
With the kind of drop in production from Devontae Adams after a couple of really big weeks, was that more a product of what the defense was doing? Were they shading his way? Or was it simply the plan to get focused on Jordan?
It's really, you know, we don't really go that way. It's, you know, we run concepts. You know, the way the defense plays you, you know, it's one thing may tilt to the other, you know, but I think with that, it creates the opportunity for any of those guys to have big games. So that's the beauty of the system. So, you know, it isn't like, you know, I've been part of places where, you know, based on your paycheck, you know, you needed so many opportunities per week. So that's not, and those conversations don't, they're not part of our game plan process. So, but Devontae, I thought, played very well yesterday. So, you know, he had some opportunities and, you know, I mean, shoot, I thought his play in the fourth quarter changed the whole dynamic of the game.
Last couple of weeks, tight ends have gotten a little bit of success on the defense. Is that an area that you'd like to see cleaned up, coverage against tight ends?
Well, I think a little bit, too, is the stress of the coverage that we're playing. You know, I think when you play that much two-shell coverage, and, you know, we've gone a little more three-shell last week and this week, so that's all part of the game, you know, and that's a tough match maybe for a linebacker and so forth. So, yeah, that's all part of the game plan.
What's going on with James Starks, and why do you think he's not as productive? And on the flip side, can Kristen and Michael be a little more productive?
Well, I mean, you know, by numbers, I understand your question, but, you know, you have to look at the look, too. I mean, you got to take it further than the stat. So, you know, hey, James is a veteran, productive player for us, and we'll continue to go through packages as far as who's running the football. But on the other part of that, I mean, Kristen Michael, you know, we wanted to take a step with him, give him some more opportunities. We did that. I mean, he had some really tough looks there in the four-minute offense, so that, and I think his numbers reflect that, too. So if we can get him some more open space type runs where he's not always running into an eight or a nine-man front. So, I mean, that's all part of the evaluation. That's really part of the correction process this morning with the coaching staff, and we'll start putting that to work as we build the Seahawk game plan.
What did you learn about Jacob Schoom in his first December game here?
I thought he did good. Yeah, I like the way he handled the ball. So, I mean, I thought the, you know, ball placement was good in the punt game. We, you know, had the one in the kickoff. It wasn't. But it's December football, so it's very important. Field position is huge every game, and even more so in December. So it was good to get the return game going, and we got to build off the special teams. And Seahawks are very impressive, watching the tape a little bit this morning with Ron's look. So we got a big challenge Sunday.
Two more, please.
Hey, Mike.
You've got a lot of questions about Jordy that always are, is he back? Is, how close is he to what he was before? Is it possible for a guy after an injury to maybe reinvent himself a little bit in the way he plays? I mean, I know he hasn't had the deep ball production, but it seems like everything else he's doing is as good or better than it was before.
I think reinvent is a strong I won't go that far. I mean, I don't look at Jordy Nelson reinvent. I think Jordy's is having a tremendous comeback season, frankly. When you have major surgery, particularly at a skill position, it's a challenge. And he's, you know, there's hurdles that you have to get over, and, you know, and particularly how your body recovers. And but so just, you know, to say he didn't have, you know, doesn't have the production, you know, in the deep ball, I think, you know, once again, you got to look at it too. I mean, how many opportunities he's been given compared to, you know, prior. We haven't really gone that way, you know. So hey, get on the play caller. That's what I would do. But it's, you know, that's all part of it. But I think he's having a great comeback season.
Mike, one of your former players, Mitchell Henry, is going through a tough medical situation. I don't know what the rules are, but as a team, can you guys reach out and offer anything to him?
Well, I know a number of people already have. I mean, you could see the impact when we got the news the other day. That I think it knocked all of us over. And and frankly explain some things too, because you know Mitchell just wasn't quite right in training camp. So we don't know the extent of it. You know, we just know what the initial diagnosis is. So, but he will get definite support from Green Bay Packers.